streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Buck Nutters. It is Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Buck Nuts Morning 5 and Change. Joined again on Thursday by the lovely and Tuesday. I got used to our Thursday beat from low the decade before. I got Steve Wiltfong here. He's the director of recruiting for 24/7 Sports. This is a tough interview, people. He's about to get ready to go down to Nashville for plenty of on-air coverage for National Signing Day at our home base. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Daniel. Doing all right, man. Already ready for Thursday.
This is the end of a furious run for you. I assume you'll be going on vacation on Friday?
Nah, since my kids are in school now, I vacation when they vacation. So they get more weeks off than we used to. There's a week off later in February. There's a week off in April. So I'll be enjoying those.
Steve used to go incommunicado after surviving on Ritalin for a week, and he's now become an adult and a responsible father, and he's had to switch to caffeine like the rest of us old codgers. However, very interesting, or some might think it's not interesting, National Signing Day is tomorrow. At Ohio State, this used to be a time when we'd have to back up the servers and worry about Terrell Pryor crashing the site. I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. Ohio State, the hay is in the barn for 2023. Is there anything we need to know about Ohio State? Is it at all possible there's a curveball coming tomorrow?
No, Ohio State's sitting at number 5. If there's a curveball tomorrow, I don't see it coming. So I will miss it and then report on it afterwards. But Buckeyes have the nation's number 5 recruiting class, arguably the best receiver haul in the land, really talented class in the secondary. Hit on some needs on the offensive front, went out and landed one of the best tight ends in the country in Jelani Thurman, and got some players around the line of scrimmage on the defensive side in Joshua Mickens and Jason Moore. So a class that meets the standard for Ohio State, one that should keep y'all in the hunt for years to come.
And we've discussed it ad nauseum. That was really just Steve kind of bringing you back up to speed on where we've been. Once again, tomorrow is National Signing Day. There is still going to be a ton of tremendous coverage. While there may not be the breaking news, you will get the best analysis and context from anybody going from our guys. We have really amped up our ability to cover events like this. Our video presentation, in my opinion, and I'm biased, is now the best in the network, in the space, our network, that is. So be locked in for that. And also keep in mind, we have a deal going now, 60% off premium if you sign up. The deal runs through the end of signing day tomorrow night. So you want to hop on that and get the best of the best from our guys. Steve will be joined by a cast of characters down there from all, and then we'll have people all across the country, kind of like we always do. So best possible coverage, boots on the ground. What we're going to do today, though, is because we are so far ahead of the game, we're going to take us a peek into 2024 and the guys setting the stage here that we're going to need to know going forward. Now, the most obvious storyline has already passed, and that Ohio State had the number one quarterback and number one overall player in the class committed for some time. Dylan Raiola, out of the Arizona area, son of Dom Raiola, longtime Detroit Lions center. He decommitted and looks to be a Georgia, USC, or maybe someone else getting involved now. If you want to be on top of the Dylan Raiola commitment chase, Steve is the one to follow. There also is a rumor I saw, or maybe not a rumor, that he could be transferring high school. So Ohio State has had to move on at quarterback. Who do you think right now tops their list? Is it Jaden Davis? Is it someone I don't know about? Take the stage.
Well, I think that it's obvious that Ohio State has ramped up the communication with Julian Sain, five-star 24/7 Sports composite quarterback commit to Alabama, and Jaden Davis, five-star 24/7 Sports composite signal caller out of North Carolina, the Gatorade State Player of the Year for that state. But I also think that Ohio State is also kind of start scratch at the position a little bit, watching film, and there might be another guy or two that is that emerges based on the junior film that they uncover and guys that they deem capable of being championship level players under center for Ohio State. Perhaps a guy like Aaron Nolan, who threw for over 4,000 yards and 55 touchdowns as a junior. And that's just me speculating. I'm just saying more names could emerge. I think that Ohio State, the quarterbacks that they're going to go after moving forward, they're going to put a they want them to be in that Justin Fields type mold, that CJ Stroud type mold, the way that the game is shifting. You need a playmaker at the position in addition to a guy that can make all the throws and do all the things you want him to do from a throwing standpoint. So I think that athleticism is a trait that's going to be incredibly important for Ohio State at the quarterback position as they recruit it moving forward.
Yeah, and listen, if we can be confident in one thing, it's that this crew will come up with a great quarterback. There is no such thing as a Heisman Trophy ceremony anymore without a Ohio State quarterback there. So rest assured, we have confidence here. I think running back is a really interesting position, partially because I know the recency effect of the injuries they felt and the way they had to play in the Michigan game. I think you can expect them to redouble their efforts and be sure they don't get caught again short in that spot. They've already offered two in-state guys. It's pretty rare for Ohio State to offer two in-state running backs in one class. Obviously, Jordan Marshall and Sam Williams-Dixon, but they also have an offer out to Jordan Lyle. There's other guys they've been talking to, Stacey Gage, forever. Where do you think they'll go in this spot? And do you think they could just take the two locals and call it a day?
Well, Bill had a good story this week on that on Bucknuts as I'm coming across right now. I know for a fact they obviously really like Jordan Marshall, Ohio State, on the short list there with schools like Michigan, Tennessee, Wisconsin is a major player there. You know, and then obviously with Sam Williams-Dixon, another in-state prospect, you figure he's super high on Ohio State as well. Out-of-state guys, the guys they've offered in Texas, Peoples and Tatum. You know, Tatum's looking to play multiple sports in college, was recently at Michigan and Duke. Stacey Gage, is a guy that I saw 2 weekends ago that has Ohio State high on his list as well. So there's a lot of names out there for Ohio State at the position.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, running back, I think, is going to be taken care of and taken care of nicely. Let's move into their wheelhouse here as I scroll down, and that is wide receiver. They've already what Brian Hartline is doing is truly mythic. I don't know, man. You could make an argument he's recruiting better at wide receiver over this five-year stretch than maybe anyone has in the history of college football. And I realize that's a hyperbolic statement, but the NFL accolades of these guys coming out is going to back that up. They started the class with the number one receiver locked in, Jeremiah Smith, arguably the highest rated of all these dudes, which is incredible. But they're in the mix for several others. Mylon Graham from up your way. Just a ton more guys. Elijah Moore out of the D.C. area. Who are they focused on? And is it a case right now where you think a wide receiver, when he gets that Ohio State offer, that's the one they all covet?
Well, certainly it's the one that they all think hard and strong about. I would say that Hartline bats over 75% on the guys that he locks in on. Jeremiah Smith's as physically impressive a receiver as he's recruited out of the high school ranks. Now, obviously, you know, the standard is very high for what the expectation is for you to develop into, but Jeremiah Smith is a guy that's got special qualities. So, you know, I imagine he'll have a great career at Ohio State as well. You know, JoJo Trader out of Miami, also same high school, Shaman Abadana Prep. You know, Ohio State's recruiting the hell out of him as well. You know, the crystal ball is on Miami right now, but certainly would not be surprised if he picked Ohio State. And there are times where Ohio State is definitely led in that recruitment. Maybe they lead right now. Maybe the crystal ball is wrong. You know, I know Ohio State's in the thick of that one as well. You know, they recruited Tysier Denmark. He picked Oregon. You know, it's kind of tough to say. It's kind of tough to say who – I haven't zeroed in on 2024, to be honest. So, I mean, I know names and I know who's good. I don't necessarily know the boards inside and out for some of the most prominent programs, but I do know that Ohio State is swinging hard for JoJo Trader.
Yeah, and also wide receiver with Ohio State now. I almost think I get the sense that because Ohio State isn't as involved in the entrance of the NIL, for the youngsters, they're getting a little bit earlier with their offers to kind of intrigue the guys. But if there's one thing I am confident about is that Ohio State will end this class with excellent wide receivers. I don't think that's an issue. And they're really in a position where I think they can wait and see if anyone develops. I mean, it's fluid. These are kids. If anyone really develops coming into their junior, senior year, I do think Ohio State's the kind of team that can hop in a little bit late and still pull some stuff there. You mentioned tight end. I know they were after Christian Bettencourt. You mentioned Aaron Nolan, who actually went to the high school with Jelani Thurman, so they'll have that going. A lot of the tight ends that they've offered have already committed to Notre Dame, South Carolina, Clemson, Georgia. Max LeBlanc, Jaden Riddell, Walter Matthews, Brady Brixhorn. Do you have a vibe on any of them right now, or do you think they'll just be in the mix?
I'm sorry, who are those kids?
The tight ends. So Steve is dealing with signing day information. Just the tight ends. It seems to me a lot of the guys that they've gone after have committed. You're talking about Bettencourt, Michael Smith, Jack Larson, already off the board.
Walter Matthews from Hiram's a young man that's really blown up lately, over 20 offers. The college feedback on him is really strong. Again, I don't necessarily know which one of these young men Ohio State covets and is all in on right now, you know, but they've offered some really good players at the position. Offensive line, they got Ian Moore committed from Indiana. I like that early pickup for the Buckeyes. You know, that he's a guy that's one of the most coveted players in the Midwest, regardless of position. Ohio State got him to campus several times and locked him up. So that's a nice foundation starting point for them at the position. They had him in camp. Justin Fry liked him a lot. He liked Coach Fry. So he's in the boat. He's in the boat there. I'm just kind of scrolling through.
The next position would be the Armstrong brothers. They need to get those guys. I mean, talk about emerging prospects.
Yep, out of St. Edward there. Yep. So,
and that's you're talking about getting two for the price of one there. It's like it happens in basketball sometimes. You get those 7-foot twins. I know, and I've talked about this for ad nauseum too. The package deal in recruiting is a myth. However, when they're twin brothers, I do think the chances go up incredibly. And those guys, I'm telling you, man, from what I hear, those are both going to be high risers in our rankings at some point.
as we kind of wrap here, I kind of
well, one sec. I want to ask you about two guys specifically that you've written about. Let's just go to the defensive backs. One is Charles Lester, mm-hmm. and then let me know what you think about Bryce West and Aaron Scott in state, and we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we were on the same wavelength there because I'm kind of scrolling through the Ohio State offer list, and corners is up next. And you know, Charles Lester, Tim Walton, and Perry Eliano, they have the Buckeyes in the middle of that one. I would say Florida State probably has the momentum. Alabama and Georgia, he's been to both those places several times. So I think Ohio State would has some work to do there with Charles Lester, but he's certainly a personality fit. Bryce West out of Cleveland, Glenville. Recently visited Michigan. He's been to Michigan several times. You know, Ohio State is another offer that he's always been high on. It would be hard to pick against Ohio State for Aaron Scott, I think, at this point in his process. And Zabian Brown is a corner from Matter Day High School. He was fantastic at the Miami Battle event. He's on the same team as Jeremiah Smith and JoJo Trader and those guys, South Florida Express. I think he's real high on Ohio State as well. And then you kind of move over to safety. KJ Bolden's obviously a major target for Ohio State. He could also play receiver on the next level. But Perry Eliano leading the charge there. Ohio State's on his short list next to schools like Clemson and Alabama and Georgia. so they're in the middle of that recruitment for KJ Bolden as well.
He's the best in the business. He's in a rush, and he will be in Nashville when? By noon? You got an hour coming back to you, don't you?
Yep.
You're already in Indianapolis. Although you are East Coast Indianapolis.
It's 8 o'clock in Nashville. It's 9 o'clock here in.
I will never get that. We went on a basketball trip to Nashville, and one of the families missed the game that we went to because they stayed on East Coast time. So I got a chuckle out of that. Steve, have a great day. Have a safe trip. Go Bucks.
Thanks, y'all. See you on the front row.
Good job, dude. I appreciate it.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sampfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.